KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The South African death toll from the latest fighting in the Democratic Republic of Congo has risen to 13. The National Defense Force has confirmed the loss of four more soldiers. NewsWatch's Celu Musa Zulu reports.
The SANDF says three South African peacekeepers were killed yesterday when the M23 rebels launched a mortar bomb which landed in its base. The fourth soldier succumbed to the injuries suffered during fighting last week as the rebel group was advancing towards the eastern city of Goma. Nine South African soldiers lost their lives on Thursday and Friday. The SANDF says the rest of the injured members are receiving medical attention at a hospital in Goma. Celu Musa Zulu, East Coast Radio, Newswatch.
Public Works in KZN says it's adopted a five-step plan to address the escalating issue of unused and abandoned government buildings. HOD Vish Govinda says these buildings attract crime and devalue surrounding properties.
These structures are more than just physical spaces. They are silent witnesses to economic stagnation, social decay, and environmental neglect.
He spoke about some of the department's strategies at the Build KZN Better conference taking place in Durban.
We have agreed that we have to reimagine abandoned buildings as centres for social and economic upliftment. A disused school has now become a skills hub for training youth. This, ladies and gentlemen, is testament that every structure holds the potential to breathe life into its community. The second strategy we looked at, and we're bold about it and we're passionate about it, is that of green property solutions.
There are concerns U.S. President Donald Trump's executive order suspending all foreign development assistance could severely impact South Africa's health programs, particularly those combating HIV and AIDS. The order has halted funding for 90 days while the new administration determines if it aligns with its foreign policy. South Africa is one of the beneficiaries of the U.S. aid initiative PEPFAR, which funds a significant portion of the country's treatment and HIV AIDS support programs. Experts have warned that the funding freeze may jeopardize crucial progress towards the UN's HIV AIDS targets. And a trial date's been set as the public feud between Blake Lively and her It Ends With Us director continues. The actress has accused co-star Justin Baldoni of sexual harassment. Legal documents also allege he hired a crisis management team to plant damaging stories about her. Baldoni denies the claims and has since sued the star and her actor husband Ryan Reynolds for $400 million or around 7.5 billion rand, accusing them of defamation. The case is due to start in March next year. Durban and Pietermaritzburg 26 this afternoon, Richards Bay 27. The top story, the South African death toll from the latest fighting in the DRC has risen to 13, with the South African National Defence Force confirming the loss of four more soldiers. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.